Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Sarah.
We're two moms with eight kids between us from preschool to teen.
This is the show where we help you feel better about the mom you are and share our own parenting tips and personal stories.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to another More Than Mom episode of the Mom Hour. I am Megan Francis, here literally in person in the flesh with Sarah Powers. How is it going, Sarah?
It is awesome. We are, as we sometimes do, podcasting in bed. Doesn't happen very often.
Well, it happens for me every time.
That's true. That's true. Megan does record from her bed. Okay, you guys, what are we doing? We're doing a More Than Mom episode. If this is the very first time you're listening to our show, these are our fun and casual shorter chats, our regular parenting episodes, much more buttoned up and practical, tactical, helpful.
We hope.
Those come out on Tuesdays. Today, we're going to talk about our recent trip to the Mom 2.0 conference in Pasadena and tell you guys some funny stories about things that happened. And I don't know, what else, Megan?
I think we're just going to let them know why we were there in the first place. And I think we're going to focus on the funny stories, though, because there were several.
There always are. Hijinks ensue. So first up, let's talk about our sponsor, and that is Knipe. Knipe is a line of plant-based bath, skincare, and body care products, all made with minimal processing.
I love that we're working with them because you guys all know how I feel about baths. I love baths. And they've got a lot of great products along those lines, including mineral bath salts, herbal bath oils. They've got some great foot care and body care products, aromatherapy bubble bath, shower foams. They've got some reactive activation skincare products, which are really cool. And Arnica, I don't know if you've ever used Arnica, Sarah, but people swear by it for soreness and for bruising and things like that. I've got my eye on the lavender mineral bath salts, so excited to check that out.
Love it. So these are all dermatologist tested and recommended, and I love that they are cruelty-free and paraben-free. No preservatives, paraffins, silicones, or mineral oils. So that is awesome.
Yeah, so if you want to try out Knipe for 15% off your first order, go to knipe.com. That's KNEIPP.com and use the promo code TheMomHour in all caps. You have to do it in all caps, guys, so don't mess that up. Again, that is knipe.com, KNEIPP.com, and the promo code is all caps TheMomHour, and you will get 15% off your first order.
I love that. And we could probably use a little bubble bath
right now.
So you guys so we'll back up. We were at Mom 2.0, which was celebrating its 10th year this year. And it is a conference that brings together moms and marketers and media. So that is bloggers, YouTubers, social media moms, and specifically those who are really actively engaged in their communities and partnering with brands and the brands who want to partner with those moms, etc. And Megan, this was your 9th of 10?
I believe this was actually my 8th. So the first one they did was really small. I think it was like just like in a little theater or something. It wasn't very big. And I'm pretty sure I went to the second year and then I missed a year. Okay. So out of 10, I have been to 8. That's a lot of times to go to one event, but it's a fantastic event. It's always they take really good care of you. And it's people who are really serious about serving their audiences and really doing a great job in this space that we're in. And while it started off as a blogger conference, it really has come to encompass a lot more kinds of digital media, including podcasting. And we were there actually doing one-on-one workshops with podcasters and, you know, aspiring podcasters, where they were kind of telling us what they're trying to get out of their show or what they want to do. And then we were kind of coaching and giving them advice on how to get started, how to grow their audiences, how to connect with their audiences. It was really super fun and very rewarding, but also very intense. Like, we talked to a lot of people.
Yeah, we did. And there's something, it's like time kind of disappears. I used to go to work events in Las Vegas at like big conference hotels. And there's like this very peculiar thing that happens where like you never know what time it is because you're in a hotel conference center most of the time. And like you're super jam packed, but time also flies, but you're also doing a lot of things in one day. I don't know. It's not a sustainable way to, it's not like a vacation in case you guys have been following on social media. And that's not a like wah wah poor us. It's just, it is an intense few days, but it was really fun. So I feel like we're going to hit on a couple specific things, Megan, that we thought maybe our listeners would enjoy. And the first we were going to talk about is what it's like to pack for a conference like this, because we did a More Than Mom episode recently about travel and about packing, but this is kind of a challenge. First of all, these ladies are on their A game style wise.
They are. And I have to say, like, the way I have packed from year to year has changed depending on how much prep time I had, depending on how motivated I was to look good. Honestly, depending on how many people I thought I'd be in front of. So this year we knew we'd be in a lot front of a lot of people. And I felt like I needed to up my game. Like, my kind of biz cash clothes were looking a little old. And so I decided to go buy new clothes. That is not something I usually would do just for a conference, but I went to Banana Republic and Ann Taylor and just got like just a few nice pieces that that mixed and matched really well. I got a dress that had toucans on it that was kind of a hit. We should put that video of me in the show notes. But honestly, like, this time I think I was just going a little more professional, a little more businesslike. It is kind of all over the place. I will also say half of the weight of my suitcase always ends up being shoes, because that to me is like the thing. You never, like, I'm very temperature sensitive. And so shoes, first of all, are a comfort thing, but they're also a temperature thing. If you have shoes that don't fit the climate of where you are, you're just going to be uncomfortable the whole time. And also shoes can make or break an outfit. So I feel like I always have like four pair of shoes and I always overpack. But not too much. Yeah. So I'm okay.
Well, I was lucky this time. Mom 2.0 often goes back and forth between West Coast, East Coast. And so for me, that means I'm either traveling super, super far or really, really close. 2 years ago, it was literally 10 minutes from my house. That was crazy. This year, it was in Pasadena. So it was about an hour and a half drive. So that made packing a lot easier on me. I felt very kind of indulgent being able to just... I had like big tote bags full of stuff and I didn't have to worry about limiting too much. But let's talk about temperature, because you mentioned shoes and temperature, but if you guys have ever been to any kind of a business conference in a big hotel, you know that it's almost always air conditioned beyond like recognition of any kind of external temperature. And that was true. We've spent a lot of the time very cold, but also the actual outdoor temperature was pretty chilly the first day and a half. Yeah. It was like rainy and chilly. So a lot of my last year, I did a lot of dresses, like business casual dresses. And this year I decided to go kind of dressy jeans and frilly tops. And I like that because I can stick things in my back pockets. I like my room key, which I always lose. So that was a good strategy, except everybody needed jackets this year. Mm-hmm. So it kind of like threw some of the outfits for the evening parties.
Yeah. And also I will say that because I was going to California, I always have this sort of misplaced confidence in the California weather, and every time I do that it ends up biting me. So I was just like, going to California, it's gonna be warm. And then I was wearing dresses and was kind of chilly, but I did have a denim jacket that worked out pretty well. And you know, speaking of how we pack
or unpack,
turns out we're both kind of room slobs. I mean, I know we've roomed together a lot now, but I think we both just kind of figured it out this time around.
It's pretty funny because you guys, if you know us, you know, like, we're kind of yin to the yang, and I tend to be pretty organized and Megan's a free spirit, but I am not very organized with stuff. And that's true in my home as well as on the road. But it's like, the two of us in a hotel room is like almost embarrassing. We had like a couple of times where we had people come to our hotel room and have a glass of wine. We had this little patio outside and we had to seriously clean up because there's like, you know, undergarments on the floor and stuff.
I feel like we both just walk in and just like explode. Like, we both walked in and it's like, throw the room key, which we both cannot hang onto a room key to save our lives. Cause it's like, we walk in and just chuck it onto any flat surface, and then whatever bag I'm wearing, I drop on the ground. My coat gets thrown. I found your sunglasses on the floor behind a chair. I don't even know how they got back there. Like, you must have thrown them across the room. It doesn't even make sense. But like, really, I did kind of take a look back, or like a step back yesterday, and was like, wow, we are total slobs. But this morning when we checked out, we had that place spick and span in like 7 minutes.
Well, I said it's probably because we're moms of many kids, and so you get sort of used to chaos. And there is something, I'll use the word indulgent again, but like, you know, it's only affecting you and me. And as long as we are not personally offended by the mess, then we didn't even have housekeeping really. Like, we just let ourselves live in chaos for a couple of days. Yeah. And it didn't, you know, it's not like running a household where you need a certain amount of order in order to function. It just was chaos.
It was chaos. And at the end of it, we knew that we would be able to throw everything back in our suitcase and our bag and just leave. And it was fine. You know, we didn't like throw food on the ground or anything. We're not that bad, but we did have a lot of wine though. So we have kind of a funny story about that.
Okay. By we had a lot of wine, that makes it sound like we drank a lot of wine.
Oh, no, which is, we had it. We
which is possible
it.
Also. But what you meant was, we had a very stocked bar in our room, and it didn't, it came about kind of innocently. So I, because I was able to drive and didn't have to fly, brought a couple of bottles of wine from my house. And then when we walked in our room, we thought at first someone had left us champagne and strawberries, because there was this very nice, the room was immaculate. It was beautifully cleaned, and there was champagne and a tray of chocolate covered strawberries on a table. And we thought that we maybe had secret admirers. We don't know. We got up close and we saw they were like yesterday's champagne and strawberries. So someone had eaten through them, and the ice in the bucket was all melted. And it was like housekeeping had come through the room, made it all immaculate, but yet left yesterday's champagne and strawberries there. So,
which are not as appealing.
No.
Or appetizing as today's chocolate covered strawberries, it turns out. So I called down to the front desk. And well, first, what I first did was I took the champagne, which was still perfectly good, and I stashed it in the fridge, because, I mean, that's just going to be ours now. So I called down to the front desk, and they said they're going to send security up, which I thought was a little bit of overkill. Like, we don't need security. We really just need housekeeping to come back. But the security guy shows up. He is all apologetic, and he says, do you guys like wine? And we said, well, yes. And he said, okay, well, I'll have a bottle sent by. Hour and a half or 2 hours later, he comes back by, the wine's still not there. And now he's all apologetic. And he says, okay, I'll be right back. And he comes back with two bottles of wine. So we added the two bottles of wine, like, to our now burgeoning wine collection. And then later, Sarah was off doing something, and I get a knock on the door, and it's room service with a bottle of wine. And they're saying, do you like wine? Do you want this wine? And I was said, well, yeah, of course I do. But
why?
Like, why are you giving me wine? Who is this from? He said, oh, it's from the front desk. Compliments of the front desk for you. And so I said, well, okay. And then I had to tell him to put it with the others. Like, I just kind of gestured at our wine collection. I was like, just put it up there with the others. So we were very, very well stocked, but we did not go through all that many bottles of wine.
We did not.
We made
a valiant effort. We really did. So our next funny story involves, okay, so to set the stage here, the Mom 2.0 conference about 4 years ago started the Iris Awards, which are a really fancy, swanky awards gala where different voices in parenting media are honored. And so we have been nominated the last few years for Podcast of the Year and a couple of other categories. And everybody gets really, really dressed up, which is where I'm going with this story. So Rent the Runway is pretty standard. And I did my first Rent the Runway actually in January for an event that Brian and I went to. And I had a really good experience. And I told Megan she was going to go dress shopping in Chicago, for which she has no time for this, you guys. You know, if you know her schedule. So I was like, just do Rent the Runway. I had a really good experience. So she did it. And we had a bit of a snafu involving a zipper.
Yeah. Okay. So I had never done Rent the Runway, and I've known about it for years, but my reasoning was, my panic was, what if it's not the right size and I get it and it doesn't fit? Now, thinking about that, like, I picked out this beautiful bright red gown, you know, floor length gown that is very form fitting. And the nice thing about Rent the Runway is they do, like, there's all these reader reviews and pictures, and they'll tell you, or not reader reviews, like customer reviews. Yeah. And they'll tell you, I weigh this much, I'm this size, I ended up going up a size or down a size and it worked or whatever. And the hard thing about that, though, is you don't always know how that person's body is laid out. So if it's like, you know, 145 pounds on a 5'7" person could look very different from person to person. So it's always kind of a guess. And for whatever reason, maybe it's overly optimistic because I lost some weight recently, I went for my backup size, which is great. Like, Rent the Runway gives you, on your first order, you not only get your size, but you get a backup size and you also get a backup style. But when I was kind of wavering between whether to go up a size or down a size on my backup size, I went down. That was a mistake. I'm thinking about it now, duh, like, you always go up. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. So anyway, we get the dress and it's snug. Like, it got delivered to our room. I could have made it work. It was snug, but I could have done it. But I get Sarah to, like, zip me up into this dress. And then I'm kind of deciding if I'm going to stick with it or maybe return it.
I'm like, can you breathe?
Sarah's like, can you breathe? It was very, it had a lot of give to it. So it was actually okay. But then I couldn't get it off. I got legit stuck in my dress.
So I think you guys know that, like, these little petite zippers on these formal dresses, and we love Rent the Runway. So this is not, this story ends with us still loving Rent the Runway, but it is a factor of multiple people wearing this dress that those zippers get used a lot, and they're teeny tiny little delicate zippers. So it had nothing to do with the dress being too small, really. It was that like place where a zipper kind of like has to go over your rib cage and like keep going, and it was not coming down. So Megan is in a dress that is a size too small, and she is stuck, and I am there, and it's the two of us in the room, and like the thoughts racing through our heads are everything from like she has to wear this for the rest of the conference to like fire, do we have to call the fire department? That's what I was gonna say next. We've been our brains have been like very scarily synced up. So it became pretty clear. I mean, we'd like take turns. Like I was like her wingman, and I would like hold the fabric, and she'd try the zipper, and then I'd try the zipper, and like
tried to get it over my head, and then I completely panicked because like it was
all the way. It was like a lot of fabric and pretty thick, and it's over my head, and I'm like, I think if you pull, it's gonna be all right. And then I'm like, well, no, get it off, I can't do this. It was kind of terrifying actually. And then the zipper did that thing where it splits.
Yeah.
And then there's no going. There's nothing to do. That now we're not getting it off because the part which we would zip back together is now split.
Yeah. But the zipper, the little pulley is not going anywhere still.
Exactly. The pulley's not going anywhere. I could not get the dress off without unzipping it, which I honestly think would have been the same case in the right size. Like there was no way this dress was coming off. You guys, this entire time I had no bra off and I had pulled it down, or no bra on, and I had pulled the dress down to like a thinner area of my waist to give us a little more wiggle room to work with. And so my boobs are in Sarah's face like for 10 minutes and I'm sweating. My armpits are like, I got the nervous sweats going on. It was pretty terrible. Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, I mean, there's no one else I would rather be in that position for.
Like, there was like, it was like childbirth. I had no modesty left. Right. And I'm sweating and grunting and I just want this thing off of me. It was actually very analogous to childbirth. Yeah.
Except at the end, you just got a broken
and
dress.
I broke it. At the end, I was like this. I said, Sarah, I have to break it. And she looks at me kind of with like, what do you mean? Like, I had to.
Yeah.
I had no choice. Like, there was no way of me getting out of the dress without breaking it. And so I just, like, we both kind of like grimaced and like just gritted my teeth. And I just pulled. And the zipper popped off the one side to the other side, which means like I will probably have a significant fee from Rent the Runway. But I had no choice. So here's the good part of the story. I called Rent the Runway and they made it right. They overnighted me a dress in the correct size. And so I had it. I had it in time for the event and it fit like a glove and it was pretty hot, I have to say.
It was a beautiful dress. Multiple comments were made of Julia Roberts' Pretty Woman, that long red dress. And it was worth it. So yeah, there may be a small fee assessed for the zipper.
That's pretty inevitable.
We'll let you guys know. We'll circle back on the fee. We don't know exactly the financial repercussions of what we did in that hotel room, but the good news is you got out
it
of the dress
out,
and you got into a better dress.
Oh my gosh. And then I had to go shoe shopping. Okay. Because I had shoes in my suitcase. Yeah, man, this was like a stressful few days. So I had shoes in my suitcase and that were perfect, except they have ankle straps, and somehow the ankle strap on one of the shoes did not make it to the conference with me. So here I am. The shoes are not going to work without the ankle strap. I would break an ankle. And so I ended up going shoe shopping, and it was kind of funny. Like I only had like an hour and a half or maybe 2 hours tops to go shoe shopping. And a fellow blogger and podcaster we know named Jane Maynard, who's got This Week for Dinner as her blog. And she and I were going to get together anyway. And she was like, hey, you got a few minutes to talk? And I said, well, I'm going shoe shopping. You want to go with me? And so we ended up going to DSW together. And this is how moms shop. And this is how moms conference. We got in an Uber, went 2 miles to a DSW, talked about podcasting the entire way there. When we got to DSW, we turned into all business. She helped me like pick styles. It was all shoe business. She helped me pick out a few styles. I kind of told her what I wanted. Like I wanted a nude or like a neutral. I wanted it to have a strap. I wanted it to be open toe, blah, blah, blah. She grabs me a few styles. The second one I tried on, I loved. Bottom, got back in an Uber, took the 2 miles back to the hotel conference or the conference hotel. We talked about podcasting the entire way back. It took us less than an hour. I think it was like 45 minutes that we did all of that.
This is what we can do when we don't have kids. Exactly. I mean, no offense, kids, but we could probably solve the world's problems and buy shoes and talk about podcasting in less than an hour.
I totally agree. Many successes were had.
Many, yes. So really the whole search for the perfect iris dress and shoes ended very happily. We shared a picture of the two of us on social. But let's talk about the Iris Awards a little bit.
Yeah.
So we were nominated for Podcast of the Year. I'm just going to let you guys know the other nominees because we would love if you go check out their shows. So we were nominated with Selfie, which is in our Life Listen network as well. A podcast called Hey Sis, The Life of Dad Show, Am Writing with Jess and KJ, and this year's winner for Podcast of the Year, What Fresh Hell, with Amy Wilson and Margaret Abels. So we were so excited for their win. We actually were sitting with Amy at the table and got to give her a big hug, and that was super fun. So I think podcasting is still a relatively small piece of this, you know, digital parenting influencer world. So I feel like we're a very supportive community of each other. And I also feel like we're kind of the cool kids. Like
everyone wants to be a podcaster.
Don't they? It's like the new thing. Yeah,
I think so. Or yeah. That's just what we decided. And that's the story.
It doesn't matter.
That's the story we're telling ourselves. In the show notes for this very organized episode, we will link up to those other shows so you can go, you can go subscribe to those other shows. But I have another funny Iris story that we didn't put in our outline. And that is that we came out.
You're already laughing. I don't know what you're going to say.
We came out of the restroom after dinner and the awards. And there was the most beautiful mom.
Oh, my gosh.
And you guys are going to love this story. And I don't know who she is. So I have no idea. Like,
I have her phone number.
Oh, that's true. But
I ask her if we could post her breastfeeding picture.
No, we should not do that. Okay. So there is this beautiful Madonna-esque young mom in a gold sequin ball gown breastfeeding a little baby, like 3 months.
Yeah.
And we both came out, and everybody, it wasn't just Megan and me, like everybody at a mom conference is like, oh, like yes. She's nursing this sweet baby. She also is like, happens to be gorgeous, but she's wearing this gold sequin evening gown and she's sort of like reclining on this couch. It was like, and so I was like, we have to take your photo. I don't know who you are. That's weird, but we're not taking it. Like, we're not going to post it anywhere. You just will want to have a photo of this moment someday.
I would absolutely have wanted a photo of
that. Yeah. Yeah. And actually breastfeeding moms out there, make sure you have like, it doesn't have to be like a nip slip photo, but make sure you have a photo of somewhere of yourself nursing. I have a few from toward the end, but so we took her photo. We assured her we were not going to share them like with our own followers. And she was very sweet, but it was just a lovely moment. And we weren't the only ones. Like other people kept walking by and be like, oh, it's just so beautiful.
I took like 7 pictures of her actually. And I did text them to her. So I now have her phone number. So now we're going to be friends, or she thinks I'm totally creepy. I don't know what, but she did thank me and gave me a heart emoji.
Oh, there you
which
go.
I'm pretty sure it was sincere. And I think she'll be grateful to have their beautiful pictures.
Oh my gosh.
Who gets to like get dressed up in a sequined, you know, long sequined gold ball gown and have a picture of them nursing their baby. It was just perfect. So,
well, and I'm actually going to kind of bring it back to the conference and why these events are really like very special for all of us. So I heard Brené Brown. Brené Brown was one of the keynote speakers, and I went to her talk on Friday morning, and she started out by saying she loves this Mom 2.0 community because it's one of the few conferences where being a mother is not something you have to check at the door. Mm. That takes away from whatever you're at this conference to do, business, etc. But where in fact coming through that door as a mother is part of the power that you hold in that community. And I think that was obviously very powerful for so many people to use, but then that the sparkly breastfeeding story is just an example of that. Yeah. Like no one was like, why is this lady breastfeeding at a fancy party?
No,
we were like, of course you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you are.
You are. I love that. It actually makes me a little misty. And I have to say, as having known now so many people in this community for so long and rekindling so many relationships I've had over the years. And sometimes they're like, you don't see the same person maybe for 2 or 3 years. And then you see them. And again, like you just jump right back in as though you just bumped into them and you catch up. And like, we all kind of keep tabs on each other via social media, but you can't keep up with that many people all the time. But like our kids play a big part of that. You know, people remember that I had Clara at a conference with me 9 years ago now. I mean, that's so long, but you know, I rebonded with one of the women, Sandy, who came to one of our workshops, said, yeah, remember that was the year that we were both pregnant together. And then the next year we both had a baby with us. And like, we'll never forget that, like that moment, or like where we all were in parenting and the fact that we all blogged about parenting from the get-go. So we knew each other's kids in a weird way. And it's really cool now that, you know, a lot of, especially the older guard, a lot of our kids are older, and a lot of us don't have babies anymore. So it's like our kids are still such a big part of our lives, but in a different way. And it's just cool to watch that evolution. So you never know if you're a brand new mom, like the people that you're befriending right now through whatever, you know, whatever the network is, if it's your church or if it's your kid's school or if it's a conference you go to, like in 5 or 10 years, you're still maybe going to know those people in a different context.
I love that. And then just before we wrap, the one thing that we haven't mentioned was our little podcast network, Life Listened, was really well represented at this conference. And that was really, really, I think, special to see. Like Megan and I just looked at each other at the awards dinner and we're like, this is something that we helped build. So Selfie Podcast with Sarah James and Kristen Howerton, Karen Walrind, who has Make Light, and then Kirsten and Graham of the Home Hour were all at this conference. And we had many, many moments of running into each other and just high-fiving. And it wasn't like we were a posse the whole time. And Katie, who is with us here on the Mom Hour, came by one day. So we just felt like this thing that we have been building, which is we're all spread out everywhere. So it's all remote and on the computer and over the podcast airwaves. But like many of us were there, not all of us. And that felt really cool.
That was awesome. And what the last cool thing I want to point out is that we actually had a listener there at the conference because she's a blogger and was there in her own right. I don't think she followed us there, but her name is Jessica. And we got to hang out with Jessica at one of the parties and we took a selfie. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah. So Jessica's blog is Little Joys of Mine. She's a mom of twins and she's sort of like relaunching her blog this year and getting back to it because hello twins. So she got away from it as they got a little bit older and she went back to work full time. But you know, you guys who send us emails, like, and it means so much to us. And then just to have in the flesh a real listener come up and get to connect with us. And that was super special. We'll link out to Jessica's blog in the show notes too. So yeah, all around warm fuzzies. Speaking of warm fuzzies, we are in my bed in my house and I have a gravity blanket. I don't know if you guys know what that is, like a weighted blanket. It's sometimes it is used in therapy and I'm going to just say that I don't think I have an intense need for the therapeutic aspects of it, except everyone can benefit from a gravity blanket.
I am under the gravity blanket right now, and I have to say it is soothing my nerves and it has a very therapeutic effect. Like I'm honestly, I'm not sleepy. No, it's just really calming. It's like it presses on you, but everywhere equally. And it just makes me feel like I could just be soothed to sleep with the weight of this blanket. So hopefully Sarah will be able to kick me out of her bed tonight. I'm sure Brian would be very grateful.
I don't know. I feel like Brian might come upstairs and we're just passed out under the gravity blanket with a microphone and a computer and two glasses of wine.
Yeah.
We're snoring. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay. Again, I will repeat it again. If this was your first time hearing us, please join us on a Tuesday. We talk about motherhood, parenting, and we're a little more buttoned up than these fun little chats, but we know you guys like the fun chats too. So a bunch of things we mentioned, those other podcasts and blogs that we want you to check out, as well as our sponsor, Knipe. All of that will be at themomhour.com. Just look for this episode, which was a More Than Mom all about the Mom 2.0 conference. All right, guys, we'll be back with you on Tuesday.
Bye.